Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
I'm a native. I remember when, yeah, that Greenville used to be, ooh, that Greenville?
9.
I'm telling you, you can't trust a man who doesn't like, oh, brother, where art thou?
I can write a book on grief. In the last 3 years, I've lost 3 dogs, my husband, and my mother-in-law.
And Fat Boy.
Look, I tried to read Harry Potter, but every time I saw the word Hogwarts, I couldn't stop laughing.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet
Rocks!
So this is nearly 60% of millennials. So that'd be people, but again, I got to clarify this. That doesn't mean people who are 16 or 17. That's people between 24 and 39.
That's you.
That's you.
You.
That's two of us. Yeah, people between 24 and 39 claim to have had sex while they were on the clock working from home.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot, but if you're just at home, I mean, it's going to happen, right? Well, if somebody else is there too.
Yeah.
I live by myself. It doesn't happen when I'm home by myself.
No?
Not the same way, no.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, man.
I mean, if they say it, I believe them.
They have no reason not to.
What about the one guy that was, he got called on the Zoom call masturbating?
The guy from the New Yorker? I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name.
But oh, yeah.
From the New Yorker, right?
How he got fired. Stupid was that?
He was there a long time, too.
What about the guy who was, I mean, we've seen jokes about it, but the guy on the... Who was it? We had the guy walking around smoking a joint behind him, like Belichick or somebody.
No, it was the teacher.
That was a football coach.
Urban Meyer, wasn't it? He was on his boat.
Well, yeah, he had a guy walking around smoking a joint, and then there was the other football coach who had the guy who was sitting on the toilet in the background, but that was a work. But I think Urban Meyer really did have a dude walk around smoking a joint on his boat, yeah.
What was the – we did a headline story, and it was the woman that was complaining about her kids having to watch – do school Zoom –
Oh, yeah.
And that there was people walking around in the backgrounds cussing, or not walking around cussing, but shouting cuss words and smoking doobs and stuff.
It was a teacher at a school board meeting, and then she had a message for the parents in the audience.
God, if you could find that, I'd kiss you on the lips right now. If you find
looking
it,
now.
If you find, I know. What kind of motivation was that? I swear, I'll French kiss you right now live on the radio if you can find that audio. Jimmy, you get the sloppy seconds.
All right.
I'm a real sloppy kisser.
Man, yeah, I'm looking at all kind of stuff now. Like, this kid's mom is completely naked in the background of his Zoom call while he's doing, like, school. And his mama's just, like, naked and bent over in the background.
People have to be aware.
They got to know.
They have to.
Oh, I got it. I found it.
Oh, boy, I've hit a lot of work-from-homers. First of all, I'm surprised y'all are up. If I was working from home... Well, I'd have to be up at the same time, but still, you get the point.
Yeah.
As long as you put in your 8 hours, why could you not work from noon till 8 p.m.? That'd be a little bit better. All right, here's the audio of the teacher complaining about the Zoom calls.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. Remember, all children are on the computers and can hear your conversations. So please try to use proper language. No cussing, because if I say just no profanity, they may not know what profanity is. So no cussing, they know what that is. And number four, when you're helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarette. Parents, please understand that your child is in class, and the parents should not stay in the picture and make silly face behind the child.
She's sassy.
That was the other thing they were doing, making faces.
making faces behind the child, walking around with their big joints in their hand.
You're supposed to give you big joint in your drawers.
Glass.
But if she says big joint, you think she means blunt?
I mean, if you're working from home, your work day is already going to start as late as humanly possible.
Of course. And look, if you're doing the you know, you're having to teach your kids and stuff like that too. I know that. I can't imagine. I mean, oh. I get a panic attack even thinking about.
I'm
not good at that. Yeah. Not good at that.
Well, see, I've always been. I don't understand that. Hey, I mean, if you know what's going on at your house, why are you just walking around naked?
Well, and it's also like,
why are your clothes in whatever room the kid's doing the Zoom call in?
Well, that, but like, hey, I get paid to have sex today.
Yeah.
Like, no, you didn't.
No, wait, see.
You put off something that you should have been doing that you'll now have to stay later at work, a.k.a. the dining room.
The dining room, usually, yeah. Turn into the office if you don't already have one.
New workspace.
No, the thing is that gets me about that is, all right, big deal. You had sex at your house on the clock while you're working from home. Mm-hmm. You remember when a few years ago we talked about this extensively on this show, and we heard from bukus of people who had sex at every hospital, medical facility, factory, 24-hour retail store, 12-hour retail store, restaurants, yeah, everywhere. I mean, anywhere people work, they've had sex on the clock at work.
You?
That was late, though. Not. I mean, that was past typical work hours.
It was after Cobb.
Yeah, after close of business.
Close of business. Yeah, like, I just found that out the other day.
Yeah.
Do you notice a lot more kids out in the workforce when you go around? Because I have a, you know, family friend. They have a kid that's 16. Okay, the kid goes online school this year. They're done in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
They're working the rest of the day. They're out making money. But you see a lot more kids out now than you used to. That's like, that's the future of where this thing's going.
I don't really around my area. When I go out around Piedmont, I don't. That's because, I mean, a lot of grown people in Piedmont need those jobs at grocery stores, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's not, I mean, it's not like it used to be, like the way it was back when we were teenagers. You had a lot of teenagers working at grocery stores. But then we had some economic troubles a couple different times, including right now. And like now, you know, it's not, there aren't really those starter jobs for high school kids like they used to be. Now it's like, no, grown people need these to pay mortgages now.
If you're a preacher and you have sex in the parsonage, are you technically having sex on the job?
I think so.
Do you still have parsonages?
Some do. Some.
I mean, if you work from home, don't you feel, if you're in the routine of going to work and you're like, I'm not at the office, maybe you have that fear of, I'm not working, you know, I might lose a job. Don't you feel like you have to be in front of the computer at a certain time or at least logged into something? I mean, if you felt like a vacation every day, wouldn't you feel unemployed? That's an awful feeling.
No, I just think once the dust settles with everything, I think a lot of occupations will be evaluated, reevaluated, and looked as, oh,
we don't need this, or this.
It took you 3 hours to do that, huh?
Yeah.
That's why I don't tell you which button to push.
I do not know.
I didn't even tell you what this thing is here that I'm talking into. Not gonna tell
I
you.
Had it turned backwards the other day. I didn't even realize.
But the Fat Boy's point about people working from home and feeling unemployed, they might be, man. I mean, there's quite a lot of psychological damage been done to a lot of people this year.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see that fallout for a while.
I think there's going to be people who have gotten so much in the routine and just set in their new way of life that they won't want to go back to work.
But people are going to develop agoraphobia out of this.
Oh, I was talking,
especially people in big cities who've been really kind of hunkered down. They're like they're going to be kind of scared going back out into the world when things are more active.
That's when you're going to find people who go and commit crime to go to prison.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be so used to, what is the difference? Think about it. There's a great difference, sure. But you're confined to one area. You know, if you're in a big prison or whatever, you might have your own TV. You have your little desk, everything.
I was going to say, a lot of prisons, you can't get Grubhub delivery and Netflix. And that's what people are doing right now.
Well, you take care of some of those COs, you might.
In the bigger cities, some of these chain restaurants aren't bringing people back.
Yeah.
They're doing the, you know, people-less kitchen.
Yeah.
Dude, there's some, I know of a restaurant in the area that is not reopening and will only be a satellite kitchen. And it will be, they're using their dining room as the setup area, and it will just be a satellite kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Just delivery. No more inside. But when's the last time you went into a fast food place and sat down and ate?
Right, it's been a long time.
Very long
years.
Time. Yeah. It's been a long, lonely, 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 lonely
about
time.
The only time I do that, and it's nice to have, is
it was March 13th.
Is sometimes when I'm on a road trip somewhere. Like, there have been I've
Rudy.
Rude.
You know Winder, Georgia?
Oh, yeah. That's where my grandpa's from.
You know Winder, Georgia? It's the same place?
Yeah.
They got a nice Zaxby's down there that I've been to on trips to Atlanta about a dozen times over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a common stop for me on my way down there to grab something to eat and just get out of the car for a few.
Be careful with that tongue torch.
I like the Zax sauce.
Torch other parts of your body. I can tell you.
Yeah.
I can tell you. I'm sorry, I'm just reading text.
But yeah, other than that, dude, I haven't...
We're not jealous. I mean, look, you may be very, very honest. Pull your curtain back all the way. We've been given the opportunity to do the show from home. And absolutely balked at that.
Yeah.
Because that would sound like butt.
It would, and it's...
I've heard it.
More selfishly, personally, I just like being able to get out of the house 5 days a week. I like being able to get out of the house and have somewhere to go and something to do and a reason to shower.
What?
It's nice to have a reason to shower. It's nice to have a reason to take a bath.
That's a dude. Think about that. People who are working from home that are single.
Yeah. What are they? How often are they bathing?
Bathing habits have changed. I'll be honest with you. When there's, if I wasn't in a relationship, I wouldn't. Not every day. Maybe every other. Yeah. Saturdays at least.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, women are not going to be shaving.
Every Saturday, whether they need it or not.
Whether you need it or not. The shaving of legs not has been, I saw the other day, Max Factor was saying like a third
we ain't
of
seen,
their profits.
We down. Haven't seen this much body hair on people since 1976.
It's been a long time. Hairy chests are back now.
Yeah. At least should have never gone away.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
I'm reading about Tarzan. Boy, we should get him in. Man, you mentioned Facebook, though. And I'll break away from reading about this song in detail about who wrote it and stuff. I just keep seeing this new thing happening on Facebook. I've been invited
arguments.
No, that's not a new thing. I've been invited to multiple groups. I'd say about a dozen groups all since last weekend, where people are running like these sweepstakes bingo things on Facebook. At first, I thought it was cool because the first one I got invited to is a buddy of mine who broke his neck about a year ago, and he was going to do something like that, you know, just give himself something more to do, something fun to do, something, you know, kind of positive. Where, and he's a straight-up guy, too, so, if, I mean, if people, you know, send... Basically, the way it works is you would send him, say, $10, and a bunch of people in the group would send him $10, and then somebody's going to win that money.
Oh, like chain letters were...
Kind of, yeah.
My mom did that. I don't know if she would mind me saying. If she does mind that, I didn't say that.
Except with this, everybody had the same idea at the same time, and all these groups started popping up on Facebook like over the weekend, and now there's a bunch of them.
She got a letter. I'm not on Facebook personally, but...
People getting scammed left and right.
Back in the 80s, there was a thing that was... It was a chain letter, and you would get it from someone you knew, but they included four people... And their address that you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would send each person on the list a few dollars. And it was a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Except you're not selling anything.
It's just a chain letter pyramid scheme, yeah.
Yeah, so like over 2 weeks, my mom got like $50 in the mail. And then it just completely just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So for $5, she made 50 because other people sent out these same letters. But then someone broke the chain of the chain letter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we went hungry again.
But this here is the most obvious way to give somebody $10 and get scammed that I've ever seen. I mean, you're just giving somebody $10. They might give away some of the money, but they're doing this for a reason. I mean, not everybody's just doing this out of the goodness of their heart and wanting to do something fun for the community. All these people want to pocket the money, and you know they do, and people still give it to them.
You're not saying this about the guy who started this one, are you?
The first one I got invited to, Todd, he's a straight up guy.
Oh, is
like
it
I
him?
Said. Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, but then I got invited to all these other ones doing the same thing. I'm like, well, some of these people are just looking to keep this money and make a few bucks off people.
I saw something similar.
I'd say the majority of people doing that are looking for that. And it's definitely probably not legal either.
I don't see any of this on Instagram or Twitter.
Well, I've seen one where a person would have so many spots open and you pay per spot. They'll have an item and then they'll spend for it and one person wins.
You're doing like home casinos?
It's for like fragrances and other stuff. But I'm like, there's not really a lot on there that you would want for the money. then you kind of feel bad because not all the spots are taken.
So it's like a yard sale auction parlay.
I mean, this is going to go unchecked, but I still can't wager on sports with a proper sports book because I live here.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but every now and then, every few years, you see that some guy had like a big time, like a big money home poker game gets ratted out around here.
I mean, one of my favorite drive-ins when we lived in Poe Mill was a internet sweepstakes diner for a little while. I don't know what the it was a cafe.
You talking about the Rainbow?
Yeah. Oh. They call it it was the Internet Sweepstakes Cafe.
Yeah. They were little. Remember how many of those there were on the state lines going in and out of the state? Yeah.
It's like fireworks.
Going into Georgia, there were a bunch of them on the South Carolina side.
What was that about? I mean, it still is. You're getting ready to cross into North Carolina, get your fireworks.
Get them now.
You better get your fireworks.
Yeah, well, they don't have them all there.
Well, I know, but I mean, if it ain't the 4th, you know.
I never really understood how those cafes worked. It was just prizes for real, or is it just really gambling? Like, I know there were
neutered gambling.
Neutered gambling, but it's really no different than the claw at like a Dave and Buster's where they have like a Nintendo Switch in there.
Yeah, I mean, if gambling is going to be illegal, stop teaching us to do it when we're children.
Yeah, I know. I was playing parlay cards when I was 10.
There are even claw machines or any of that stuff, or you know, any games of chance at the fair, or going to an amusement park and trying to win stuff with tickets.
Yeah,
it's all essentially gambling.
Quit trying to guess my weight. I'm not trying to win anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's all essentially methods of gambling because you're doing something in exchange for a prize or a cash payout.
I just had such a flashback.
And you're paying.
Makes sense now. I can remember going to the fair, and there would my clown phobia. The fair would always be a clown in the dunking booth, and when he had a mic, it was a mic that was one of those auctioneer mics that was glued to his head, and he would sit there and talk crap to you while you walked by.
Yeah,
and I remember being called not maybe fat, but like portly or heavy set or chunky.
Oh, you got me one,
chubby kid.
And he would piss you off. You'd want to go over there and I was like, bull crap, dude. I'm getting a funnel cake. I don't give a damn.
He called me the Kool-Aid man.
You're going to call me fatter when I walk back by you.
Well, that had to be as an adult because you weren't a fat kid.
I had a red Ralph Lauren polo on. He said, oh, the Kool-Aid man, come dunk me. Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going to be standing here when you get out of that tank.
I'd rather go mash it without throwing a ball at
it. I'm going to go eat a funnel cake and ride a ride or two. When you get out of that tank, I'm going to be waiting to have a word with you.
Throw a weighted blanket on top of you when you go under. Ha, ha, ha.
I'll tell your manager.
I'm going to drown you.
I'll tell your toothless manager. You're not running the ride right.
Right.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
This is Facebook Fussin'. All right. Facebook Fussin'. Scene one. Playing the role of Mr. Butt will be Fatboy. Playing the role of Cheeks will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Wolfman J. Higdon will be Niner. And also playing the role of the narrator will also be Nine. And action.
The following takes place on Mr. Butt's Facebook page as he posts three pics of a television he has up for sale. There's something else we notice in the picture, but more on that in a bit. Now that the pics have been posted for 10 minutes, the following exchange occurs. Hey, is the TV still available by chance?
Oh, yes, sir. Sure as hell is. Now, it's a Samsung. It's a 50-incher. Real nice. Only a couple years old. Color good, picture real good. I watch the news on it. My wife watches Columbo on it, and that's about it. It's a steal if you want it. I'll be here for a little bit.
Are you firm on the $400 price?
Oh, hell yes. Firm is the word, buddy. I can't wiggle much on this one, bud. I'm sorry.
Well, all right. I'll let you know something.
All right, then.
Yeah, I mean, damn. I wouldn't let him know anything. You're asking $400? Yeah, that damn thing's probably worth $150 at best.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you saw what I said. That damn thing ain't worth $400. Two crying laughing emojis.
Well, you're an idiot.
Yeah, maybe. But I bet you don't sell it for that price, blinker.
Oh, yeah? You watch your ass, because I bet you I do, idiot. You'll see.
Yeah, I'll see, all right. I'll see you sitting on your fat ass watching that TV after you don't sell it. Why don't you grab your balls through your overalls some more, old man? Crying laughing emojis, bunch of them.
I'll tell you what, son. How about you come down here and say that blank to my face, and I'll give you the damn television.
You don't want that.
Your ass in my yard's what I want.
What? Dude, really? That's gross, man. Four crying, laughing emojis.
I didn't mean it, gay. You know what the hell I mean.
Yeah, also, what's up with that janky-ass foot in the pic?
Now, hang on. That's my wife's damn foot, and she can't help it. She took the pic because I can't work her camera phone.
Well, my bad. I can see why you're so cranky. You're married to a fat foot.
What the hell I am is married to a woman who's on disability because she can't control her weight, you blank. Now, have you ever seen the commercial on Fox Carolina with the fat foot? That's the issue she's got. She can't walk around much because of her tall foot. I mean, she ain't got them damn worm-looking veins in her foot, but hell, she still has an issue or two. I tell you what, I ought to come put my Wolverine boot up your ass. Give me your address if you ain't a mussy.
Mussy?
I typed the wrong damn letter because I'm madder than hell.
Seriously, though, dude, ask your wife something for me.
What?
What time's Club Foot open? Because I'm ready to party. Crying laughing emoji, coughing emoji, skull emoji.
Man, I'd look out. He might kick your ass for real, but that's a good line, though, LOL.
You know, we passed the TV now. He could have $1,000 in his damn pocket, and he ain't getting it. I know somebody on here knows where the hell you live, and I'm going to find you real soon.
Okay, boomer. Yeah, good luck with that. On a serious note, though, what's your foot size, by the way? 69, crying laughing emojis.
Forget it. Four damn get it. TV ain't for sale no more. No damn body's getting it now. I'm so damn mad I could S fire right now.
Okay, dude. Whatever. You shot yourself in the foot and way, pricing it too high. Should have let your wife price it. I mean, if she shot herself in the foot, she'd need a damn nuclear warhead. All the crying laughing emojis left.
Oh, my God, dude. You got to stop, man.
No, no. Don't damn matter now. I won't forget this. I'll be seeing you real soon, bitch.
Insane.
It was fun.
Ain't got them old wormy legs like the show on the news.
No, none of them.
With her tall leg.
Tall foot. Yeah, tall foot.
Anyway.
Anyway.
You call it a thick foot.
Thick foot. Club foot.
None that is wide. It's tall.
Yeah. We're all the parking.
Yeah.
All right, scene two. Facebook Fuss and We're Live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. This morning, it's cold as blank. Fill that in on the comments below or text it in to the CVM text line 72341. Scene two. Playing the role of Timbo will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Lucy will be Fabois. And playing the role of Lily will be Nine. And action. Timbo posts a meme. It's just black letters on a white background. I'm single. It's coupon season. Who wants to be my next mistake?
Lord have mercy, I'm not even sure you'd survive if we hooked up, LOL.
I'm willing to risk my life, prove you wrong.
But what if I'm right?
Well, can you tell me a better way to go out?
LOL, good point.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Dad. WTF are you doing on Facebook? It was bad enough when it was about sex, but then it got all dark and morbid, too.
Oh, my Lord. What do you mean? I'm just on here having some fun.
No, you're trying to get laid on Facebook and daring some woman to give you a heart attack.
Look, kiddo, I think I know what this is about. I get you. But you need to understand your mom and I are not getting back together.
Dad, you guys got divorced 8 years ago. I'm 19 years old now. I know you aren't getting back together, so it definitely isn't about that. I just don't want to think about my dad having sex with anybody.
Oh, come on. What the hell? I mean, it's just human nature. You think your mom ain't having sex with Rich?
Jesus, Dad, please stop.
What?
I don't want to think about my mom having sex with Rich any more than I want to think about you having a heart attack on top of that poor woman.
Look, I'm just trying to live my life and be honest, baby girl.
Yeah, well, you're gross about it. Mom isn't gross about it.
Well, I got news for your. Everybody does it. How do you think you got here, honey?
That doesn't mean I want to think about it.
Now, Lord have mercy, I did not mean to start all this.
Yeah, you probably have kids. You're embarrassing, too.
My kids respect their mama.
Yeah, I'm glad they do, since you don't respect yourself.
Well, look, Lil, one day you'll be doing it, too, all right? And maybe you will understand it then.
Dad, I'm 19.
And? What's that mean?
You seriously think they're 19-year-old virgins?
You need to call me right damn now.
And scene.
This is going to be fun. Scene three. Playing the role of Esther
will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Fred will be freaking me. Playing the role of Lamont will be Nine. And playing a dual role also as Hoppy will be freaking me. And action.
Hello. I hope y'all are having a blessed day. If you would, please keep me and most importantly Woodrow in prayer this morning as he is getting his long-awaited test results back today. May the Lord's will be done and he okay. Blessings be unto you all.
Hey, Aunt Esther, sorry, I was in El Segundo for a junk convention, so I missed what was going on. Is Uncle Woodrow okay?
Oh, hey, Lamont. You fine, baby. Your Uncle Woodrow has been having issues with his oxygen levels in his blood. Plus, his homo-goblin been high, too.
Now, wait a minute. Did you just say that?
Pop, don't do it.
Shut up, you big dummy. Now, and let me see. This is between me and your Aunt Esther. You see, Lamont, I was just about to do my morning prayer, and this linebacker-looking battle axe over here talking like the village idiot.
Pop! It's okay, Lamont. I'm used to his nonsense. But hello, Fred.
Esther.
If you are being serious and will truly bow down before the Lord God Almighty in prayer, begging forgiveness for all your sins, and also put in a good word for me, Woodrow. Why, yes, Fred, we would really appreciate that.
Okay, Esther, let me find my glasses. Okay. Prayer request. Esther, request prayer for Woodrow. Woodrow having heart problems, oxygen levels, and the rest. Go on.
Pop! This is gonna end bad.
Now, I'm about 5 minutes away from putting five across your lips, you big dummy. Sorry, Esther. Go on.
Well, his oxygen levels in his blood not right and his homo goblin high.
It's not funny, Pop.
What's so funny?
Is he possessed by a gay demon? Homo goblin, you ugly old battle axe.
Who you calling ugly? Ugly?
I'm calling you ugly. I could push your face into some dough and make butthole cookies.
Pop! Aunt Esther, on behalf of my ignorant father, I'm sorry and I wish the best for Uncle Woodrow on his blood issues and his hemoglobin situation.
Thank you, Lamont. I now see the error of my spelling and leave it to your father to make some silly joke like that.
Fred posts GIF of Dave Chappelle dressed as Prince eating pancakes with the caption, "You bore me."
Fred Sanford, I'm so mad at you right now. I could jump down your throat and stomp your liver. High glory.
Now, calm down, both of you. Pop, I warned you and Aunt Esther, please take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and don't get too excited.
I'm sorry, Lamont. I get laughed at. I get taken advantage of. I'm a Christian woman, a good woman.
With a husband with a high homo goblin.
Sorry, folks. Officer Hoppy here popping in, just monitoring the community chats.
Hey, Officer Hoppy, is something wrong?
Oh, hi, Lamont. I just keep seeing the word hi pop up here in the algorithm here on the book. And, that's a flagged word. So can I ask you to step out of the car? Show me your license and registration, please.
Step out of the car.
Sorry, Lamont. I'm used to being on the beat. But I'm on the old desk jobberooski now, so my apologies. But a goblin, do tell. Listen, his, her, it's what? Sexuality? No mind to me. And as an officer of the law, I can contact the priest for you. And if it's high, too, well, it's going to jail for a long, long time. That I can tell you.
Oh, no, sorry, Officer Hoppy. It was a typo. No one's high, no demons. All innocent, really.
Okay, then, folks, well, go on about your business, and I'll just monitor. I mean, jump you. Not jump you. I'll jump into the conversation. I'll just go away now. Laters.
Esther. What, Fred? Had time to think about it? Want to apologize, you heathen?
Pop, let it go. She's requesting prayer. Be nice. Right? Think about this year we've been through. After all these years, let's make peace. Pop, let's say one nice thing about Aunt Esther.
Careful.
She.
Watch it, sucker.
I was just going to say, Esther, how generous you are.
Why, thank you, Fred.
It's true. At the church, they say each Sunday they find 7 or 8 pieces of Esther weave that fell out of the back of the pew. She donated to the hairless people.
Okay, there's no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Get thee behind me, Satan. But Fred Sanford, I'm getting behind you. Because I'm going to put this foot in your ass, you fish-eyed fool.
Insane.
Sounded familiar.
You big dummy.
What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. As always, I want to change this up. As always, names changed to protect the innocent,
the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.